live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the trial of two Donegal men who have pleaded not guilty to two counts of rape of a woman in a town in the county in 2015 continues. The Taoiseach says he will raise the Emma D'Souza case with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson this week. Three people are recovering from injuries sustained during a weekend assault in Letterkenny, and it's been claimed that a 94-year-old Donegal woman is waiting to be allocated a daily half an hour's home help for nearly 6 months. Those stories to follow on full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, an alleged rape victim has told a jury at the Central Criminal Court that she was blind drunk when two men had sex with her. The woman, now aged in her 20s, was a student at a college in Donegal when she was allegedly raped by the two defendants in February 2015. In a trial that began last week, the men, now aged 29 and 33 and residents of Donegal, have pleaded not guilty to two counts of rape of the woman in a town in the county. The complainant told the court that in terms of consenting, she in no way did so. Niall Colbert has more.
In her direct evidence, the complainant told Seamus Clark, senior counsel prosecuting, that she and a female friend spent the night in a local pub and nightclub, and when they left, she was very intoxicated. The court heard that while walking home, they came upon two men in a parked car. Her friend spoke to them and told her, "We're going to get a lift home." She said they drove for about 10 minutes before entering an apartment and remembered being quite drunk and staggering upstairs. The men gave them a drink, which she believed was vodka. Video footage recorded by the complainant's friend shows them in an apartment with two men and later the woman falling on the bathroom floor before two men hold her up. The complainant identified herself and told the court it showed both men carrying her to the bedroom, where she says she remembers lying on a bed and someone heavy on her. She said she was halfway between sleep and drunkenness and doesn't know if it was a dream or not. The women woke up in the apartment the next morning and one of the men told them to delete the footage. She lied and told them she had. He then offered to drive them back to their flat. The defence position is that any sexual activity that took place was consensual. The trial continues before Justice Alex Owens and a jury.
The full report is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Emma D'Souza says the Good Friday Agreement, which gives people in the North the right to identify as British, Irish or both, belongs to the people of Ireland. Yesterday, a UK immigration tribunal ruled that people born in Northern Ireland are automatically British. The Derry woman took legal action as an Irish citizen after her application for a residence card for her American husband, Jack D'Souza, was rejected in 2015. However, the UK Home Office rejected it on the grounds it considered her to be British. Speaking earlier in today's Financial Noon Show, Ms. D'Souza says yesterday's ruling is in complete contrary to the Good Friday Agreement.
Well, what we would call this is downward harmonisation. It's a race to the bottom because British citizens post-Brexit, you know, they're going to lose all their EU rights and entitlements. And I don't actually agree with that because I think that all people of Northern Ireland have to be equal under the Good Friday Agreement. And I actually called for an emergency resolution in the EU last week that would maintain EU citizenship for British citizens of Northern Ireland should they choose to have that, so we have equality. But instead what we have is Irish citizens in Northern Ireland also having their EU rights entitlement stripped from them. So it's a race to the bottom. British and Irish citizens will be equal, but equal in having no rights to EU citizenship or EU rights in the United Kingdom. That's what we're looking at. And post-Brexit, we have no idea what the implications or ramifications of this could be. But the idea that an Irish citizen in Northern Ireland has to first renounce being British citizenship in order to be accepted as Irish has huge ramifications. But here we are 20 years later, and key provisions of the Good Friday Agreement haven't been implemented into UK law. How did that happen? But the reality is the Good Friday Agreement really belongs to the people of Ireland. People voted north and south overwhelmingly for the Good Friday Agreement, and it belongs to the people. The next stage for us is to prepare an application to appeal to the Court of Appeal. There are still legal avenues. We can now take this to the Court of Appeal, will be the next stage. It can even go from that to the Supreme Court. It can go from that up to the European Courts of Justice. Some would say it's really only beginning the legal challenge now. So there's still plenty of ways to go.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach has committed to keeping the issue on the table. Leo Varadkar says he will raise the case with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson this week. Gardaí are continuing to investigate an assault on three people in Letterkenny over the weekend. In the early hours of Sunday morning, behind the Glencar Inn, two males carried out an assault on two other men who sustained quite serious injuries. A female friend of the injured party was also hurt while trying to break up the fight, but her injury is said to be of a minor nature. Garda Gráinne Doherty says they are following a definite line of inquiry, but are keen to hear from witnesses.
This assault happened on the 13th of October, just after 2:20 a.m. So the early hours of Sunday morning passed. So we are following a definite line of inquiry in relation to it, but we are eager to speak to anybody who was in that area who may have witnessed the incident to contact us in Letterkenny on 074-9167-100. I mean, there may have been a few others there who don't wish to come forward, but even if they contacted us, you know, confidentially, didn't wish to leave their name, we'd appreciate that if they could just relay what they observed.
Leo Varadkar says it's still unclear if a Brexit deal can get done this week. Bloomberg is reporting that EU and UK officials are closing in on a deal this evening. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Some reports suggesting white smoke may be forthcoming this evening, but at the moment the two sides are still locked in talks. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said in the last hour it's not a guarantee a deal gets done today.
But the initial indications are that we're making progress, that the negotiations are moving in the right direction, but whether we'll be able to conclude a revised withdrawal agreement, which after all is an international treaty, in time for the summit on Thursday, that's as of now unclear.
He also warned the gap between the two sides is still significant. However, he was awaiting further briefing from Brussels after a day spent in the Dáil chamber. A nominal deadline of midnight tonight's been set, but it's still unclear if that's going to be reached. If it is, the plan is to present the draft deal to EU countries tomorrow morning ahead of the European Council summit on Thursday.
It's been claimed that a 94-year-old Donegal woman is waiting to be allocated a daily half an hour's home help for nearly 6 months. The woman who lives with her son was deemed eligible for the service back in May, but it's understood that a carer has not yet been assigned to her. The case comes as recent figures suggest that the waiting list for home help in Donegal has jumped by 40% in just a few months. Local councillor Ian McGarvey says neither the delays nor the lack of hours awarded to each individual make any sense.
There was no better service than a home help service where you could keep your people at home and they'd be happier and more content and the family around them and all the rest of it. And here we are at the present day, tripping along, and they have invented a new word now, and you better listen to this one because they seem to come up with them all the time. Whenever it's explained to me the difficulty in providing a home help, they have created a word now which cost retainment. So in other words, don't spend any more money. Now, if that's what the government's guilty of, and talking about care, that's about somebody took a look in the mirror in the morning. Because to me, as far as I'm concerned, people living in remote areas and so on and getting home help, that's so important. And I cannot understand. And I know what the people at the coalface, they regret very much that they can't go in and say and determine tomorrow morning, such a person needs a home help. They need 3 hours per day, 2 hours per day or whatever else, because it's more cost effective than any money spent otherwise within the care service.
A security alert in Derry that resulted in a number of homes being evacuated has been described by the PSNI as an elaborate hoax. Shortly before 8:30 last night, a suspicious object was found in an alleyway in the Beechwood Avenue area. Those who were told to evacuate returned to the homes shortly after 3:00 this morning. A 41-year-old man has been arrested and is being detained under the Terrorism Act. It's hoped that the pesticide issue in the Fannet East public water supply is a once-off. The supply has been placed on the EPA's watch list for pesticides due to exceedances for the pesticide MCPA detected in September and October. While it doesn't pose any immediate risk to health, Irish Water says that it is imperative that users of pesticides are mindful of best practice when spraying their lands. Councillor Liam Blaney says there are a number of factors at play, but is hopeful there won't be a repeat occurrence.
We have to understand that since the beginning of August that there's been constant rain. The ground is soaking, is not able to soak up any sprays that any farmers would put on, and I would blame that possibly for the reason, maybe the runoff into the lake and Fannet. And as well, we have to acknowledge that my understanding is that there's over 1,000 acres of land within the catchment area of that lake. So it's a huge amount of land out there that's running into it. And hopefully it is something that is just once off, and it's not going to happen again anyhow. And farmers are aware themselves of the strict conditions and everything that's attached with the spraying of MCPA. So I don't expect that this will prop up its head again. I do think that it's a once off, and hopefully it won't happen again.
Almost 16,000 patients have been taken off hospital waiting lists after a validation process. 3,000 asked to be removed from inpatient or day case lists and 13,000 said they no longer wanted an outpatient appointment. It followed an audit by the National Treatment Purchase Fund. But the Irish Patients Association, Steve McMahon, says many of these patients were forced to get urgent care elsewhere.
Patients coming off the inpatient patient list, such as for hip replacements and so on, were saying that they had actually ended up in the ED department. You know, when patients are on a waiting list, they have an expectation that they're going to get better. It would appear for some that they're actually getting sicker and indeed end up in the emergency department and to finally have their treatment. And we consider this a major risk to patient safety.
An investigation is continuing after a car was set alight in South Inishowen. The incident happened in Bridgend in the early hours of yesterday morning. A car which was parked to the rear of the Frontier Hotel in Bridgend was set alight by two males. There was a car parked nearby which was also badly damaged by the heat from the flames. Garda Gráinne Doherty is urging anyone who was in the area of the Frontier Hotel at around 20 past two yesterday morning and may have witnessed anything to make contact with Gardaí.
Car was parked in the car park there. It was set alight. We're aware from viewing CCTV that two males approached the car, set the car alight and just simply walked away. There was a car parked in very close proximity and it is also very badly damaged by the heat of the flames. So if anybody was in that area in Bridgend that night, and again taxi drivers, possibly dash cam footage, that observed these two males possibly, you know, maybe out on the road around the general area of the Frontier Hotel, or noticed any cars pulling in or collecting these two men around that time, we would ask that they would contact Buncrana Gardaí on 074 932 0540. Could have caused a lot of damage to that building and also the nearby cars, you know, a lot of damage caused to those.
Meanwhile, Gardaí and Buncrana are looking for information regarding the theft of 1,000 litres of home heating oil. The oil is believed to have been stolen from a house in Mahara Bay in Linsford on Thursday last between 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. Speaking on today's Community Garda slot, Garda Doherty urged the public to remain vigilant.
Oil tanks are being filled now for the winter and it's a great opportunity, I suppose, for these people to know that the oil tanks are full. And it's, you know, it's this time of year we always see these type thefts on the rise, reports of these type thefts. So in this instance, Gardaí at Buncrana were alerted to the fact that 1,000 litres in and around us, so possibly the tank had just been filled, home heating oil was stolen from a tank in Mahara Ban, Linsford in Buncrana on the 10th of October. That was a Thursday. Now, the theft occurred between 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. So neighbours would appeal for any neighbours in that area if they observed anything untoward to let Gardaí and Buncrana know on 074 932 0540.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure in Letterkenny. Christmas Club now open. Shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 5:15, it's time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and for the first time in history, the Republic of Ireland can qualify for a tournament tonight with a game to spare. Mick McCarthy's side are in Switzerland in Geneva from 7:45. The boys in green are top of Group D, levelling points with Denmark heading into the tie. A win would be enough to seal their place in at next summer's finals. Captain Seamus Coleman, though, says that tonight will be a major test.
Going to be tough against a team like this. Look, we've played at this level for long enough to know that it's hard to defend for 90 minutes against these top teams and keep a clean sheet. But, you know, if we go 1-0 up, then I back us. But it will be a very, very tough job. But the pitch is where the talking will be done. And as I said, hopefully we can be happy after it.
Enda Stevens, he's set to return at left back, with Matt Doherty expected to drop to the bench. Teenage striker Aaron Connolly could be handed a start up front, having earned his first cap in last weekend's draw at Georgia. A kick-off in Switzerland at 7:45. Well, the Republic of Ireland under-21s are currently in European qualification action. Stephen Kenny's side are taking on Iceland in Reykjavik as the bid to reach Euro 2021 continues. The hosts lead 1-0 at half-time thanks to Sven Aaron Gudjonsson penalty in the 29th minute. They're just under the second half of that game. Elsewhere, the president of UEFA has urged the football family to wage a war on racists. It follows abuse suffered by English players in their Euro 2020 qualifier in Bulgaria last night. Alexander Kefirkin blamed a rise in nationalism across Europe for fueling racism at matches. And the president of the Bulgaria Football Union, Borislav Mihailov, has resigned. He stepped down just hours after Bulgaria's Prime Minister Boko Borisov called for him to quit after the behaviour of home fans in Sofia. The BFU said the move is a consequence of the recent tensions, but did not mention racism in their statement. Elsewhere, former Celtic and Manchester United striker Henrik Larsson won't be the new manager of Southend United. The Swede had been in talks to take over the League One club with his former teammates Johan Mjelby and Tommy Johnson as his assistants. Moving on to Gaelic Games, and having won their first senior title in 12 years last October, champions Gweedore, they will look to do back-to-back Dr. Maguire Cups this Sunday. They go up against Naoimh Connell in a repeat of the 2018 final. For Dara O'Boyle, it's been a hectic year with club and county winning Donegal and Ulster titles. Dara says it's just one game at a time for the men from Mahara-Gallan.
I don't think we're looking too much into the back-to-back. I think we're just seeing it as another county final, and as we've been well warned by the experienced players, that this doesn't come along too often, so we're taking it as much as we can, game by game, and luckily enough, we're back into the situation we were last year, and could be another one for the collection.
Was it difficult to get going again? You know, you had achieved more than probably expected last year, won a county title, won an Ulster title, first club ever, you know, give the All-Ireland semi-final rattle, or did that really whet the appetite?
Well, yeah, it kind of gave us a taste of what it was all about, and a lot of people say that you could suffer from a hangover here, and listen, we kept the heads down after the Carfin game, and we kind of took the league game by game, and a lot of younger players got a bit of experience through that, the likes of Ethan Harkin and players like that, and before maybe midsummer we'd finally settled down and started to hit the ground running into the championship, because you know you have to hit the low before you start to go and hit the farm again, like, so that's just how it goes.
Darrell Boyle there speaking to Tom Comack. Elsewhere in Gaelic Games, Waterford hurling legend Michael Brick Welch has brought the curtain down on his inter-county career. The Stradbally clubman made a record 76 championship appearances for the Dacia and earned 4 All-Stars across 17 years. Welch played in 2 All-Ireland finals and was the winner of 3 Munster championships. Moving on to rugby, and Leinster prop Cian Healy says you need 100% perfect performance to defeat New Zealand. Healy was involved in Ireland's 2 recent wins over the All Blacks in the last few years. He's hoping this experience will stand to them ahead of Saturday's World Cup quarter-final.
Every test is something you're learning about yourself, and I suppose a couple of the earlier ones you'd probably understand how good they are at finishing a game for the final 20 minutes. That's probably what sets them apart a lot from teams. So, you know, you need a longer performance than a 60-minute performance. It has to be a complete game performance and screwed on for the whole things, because they're so dangerous. If you have a blip for a period of the match, they'll take the shots.
Ireland play the All Blacks on Saturday morning, 11:15 Irish time. Scotland, they could be punished for suggesting they might take legal action when the Rugby World Cup match with host Japan was under threat of being cancelled. The game did eventually go ahead, despite a typhoon hitting the country, and Gregor Townsend's side lost, sending them out of the tournament. World Rugby say they're now looking into the comments and behaviours of the Scotland Rugby Union ahead of the fixture. In boxing, Michael Conlon will fight Vladimir Nitkin at Madison Square Garden in New York on the 14th of December. Conlon controversially lost to the Russian at the Rio Olympics. The two had been due to meet in Belfast in August, but Nitkin withdrew with a torn bicep. And Carl Frampton, he'll make his long-awaited return to the ring when he takes on Tyler McCleary in Las Vegas on the 30th of November. The Belfast fighter will face the unbeaten American in a 10-round super featherweight bout at the Cosmopolitan. Finally, for this evening in cricket, for the second match in a row between Ireland and Scotland, the result has been a one-run victory, this time for the Scots. After a courageous run chase, Ireland were defeated by the barest of margins in an ICC 2020 World Cup qualifier warm-up match today. Scotland got 210 for 8. Ireland replied with 209 for 9, falling one run short. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And we're turning to some news. A Garda whistleblower has told the Disclosures Tribunal that delays in him receiving outstanding travel expenses until he properly taxed his vehicle amounted to a vindictive disciplinary procedure. The Tribunal is examining Garda Nicholas Keogh's complaints of mistreatment by senior Gardaí after making a protected disclosure about alleged wrongdoing in the force. Shane Beattie reports.
Garda Nicholas Keogh was told by Superintendent Patrick Murray of Athlone Garda Station in March 2015 that his outstanding travel claims couldn't be paid until he properly taxed his vehicle. In a statement to the tribunal, Garda Keogh says it was self-evident in a letter from the superintendent to all members the following month that there were levels of severe dereliction far greater than his, to which a blind eye was being turned. The letter states checks would be carried out on Gardaí's private vehicles on the 1st of June 2015. Garda Keogh described this to the tribunal as a retrospective attempt to justify a vindictive disciplinary procedure, with everyone else being given a two-month amnesty. The tribunal is investigating Garda Keogh's complaint. He's been targeted since making a protected disclosure, alleging collusion between a Garda and a drug dealer in Athlone. Shane Beattie, Dublin Castle.
Weather now, it will be cloudy this evening with outbreaks of rain gradually spreading eastwards in fresh and gusty southeast winds. Lowest temperatures tonight of 5 to 8 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, an alleged rape victim has told a jury at the Central Criminal Court that she was blind drunk when two men had sex with her. The woman, now aged in her 20s, was a student at a college in Donegal when she was allegedly raped by the two defendants in February 2015. Emma D'Souza says the Good Friday Agreement, which gives people in the north the right to identify as British, Irish or both, belongs to the people of Ireland. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach has committed to keeping the issue on the table. Leo Varadkar says he will raise the case with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson this week. It's been claimed that a 94-year-old Donegal woman is waiting to be allocated a daily half an hour at home help for nearly 6 months. The woman, who lives with her son, was deemed eligible for the service back in May, but it's understood that a carer has not yet been assigned to her. And an investigation is continuing after a car was set alight in South Inishowen. The incident happened in Bridgend in the early hours of yesterday morning. A car which was parked to the rear of the Frontier Hotel in Bridgend was set alight by two males. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, October the 15th. The death has taken place of Eamon McCrory, 49 St Coleman's Drive, Strabane. Remains reposing at his home this evening from 7:30. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday morning at 9:25 for a requiem mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Patricia McAteer, née Johnston, 1A Glen Eagles, Colmore Road, Derry. Funeral from her home on Thursday afternoon at 12:30 for 1 o'clock requiem mass in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Steelstown. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu of flowers if wished to the Foyle Hospice. The death has taken place of Hugh Doherty, Cairn Glebe, Fawn. Remains will repose at his residence from 8 o'clock tonight. Funeral on Thursday morning, leaving his home at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Fawn, for requiem mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 12 noon. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Donegal MS, care of any family member or Sean Murphy, in his own funeral services. The death has taken place of Charlie Lafferty, 20 Hollybush Park, Porthall, Lifford, and formerly of Ballindrate. Remains reposing at his home this evening from 6 o'clock. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday morning at 10:15 for requiem mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred in Norfolk, England, of Annie Walker, née Doherty, 13 Ballymacool Terrace, Letterkenny. Her remains will arrive at St Junan's Cathedral tomorrow evening at 6:45 to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock with interment afterwards to the family plot in Cornwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of Con McDade, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Anna Flanagan, Dublin, and Mean Bannett, County Donegal. Her remains will repose at McLean's funeral home tomorrow evening from 6 o'clock with rosary at 8 o'clock. Private removal to the family home in Mean Bannett with prayers in the family home at 11:30 on Thursday morning. Burial afterwards in Belcrunch Cemetery at 12 noon. The death has occurred of Bobby O'Donnell, Taoife Ochmoy, Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 10 o'clock with interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, if so desired, to the Patient's Comfort Fund, Barnesview Ward, St Joseph's Community Hospital, care of any family member. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. And the death has taken place in Glasgow of Nora Deeney, formerly Lurgenbrack Glenbar. Remains will arrive at the Star of the Sea Church Glenbar this evening at 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in Glenbar Cemetery.